Many people facing disadvantage and hardship struggle to make it to higher education. But there are pathway programs for non-traditional students, and one UniSA program director would like to see the initiatives extended to undergraduate programs. Dr. Sarah Hattam is her name. She joins me now. Hi, Dr. Hattam.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So why is it important to you that people who are disadvantaged have access to education?
The way that system works, unfortunately, it seems to be that students who are from, let's say, more affluent families are the ones that have access to higher education, and the range of kind of social or economic barriers that exist for students from, let's say, lower socioeconomic backgrounds don't have as many opportunities. And so what we can offer at UniSA through a range of our enabling pathways is a really supported kind of transition into a whole range of undergraduate degrees.
So tell us about the pathway programs that are available to those who would otherwise struggle to make it to uni.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, given what's happening with COVID as well, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see how that impacts on employment and education in the next 6 months. But I would say that people that have struggled through high school or who need to upskill, perhaps, because they've lost employment, our pathway programs are an excellent option. So we've got a number of different pathway options. The most popular one is called Foundation Studies. That's a free one-year program if you study full-time. You study that either on campus with us at City West or Mawson Lakes, but all of our courses are offered externally, which I think may be really attractive to your listeners, Jenny, who perhaps aren't living in the metro of Adelaide but want to have an opportunity to go to university. You can actually study all of our courses online, and that happens through our Learn Online site, but also through Zoom, which is an amazing thing that's happened out of COVID, is we're able to be much more interactive and kind of personal through different platforms. So Foundation Studies, the entry requirements there are that you haven't completed SAFE or have a certificate 3 or higher. So otherwise, you know, if you haven't studied for 20 years and you want to come to uni, that's kind of the pathway for you. Or again, if, you know, you haven't studied for a couple of years and high school wasn't for you and you didn't finish, then you can come through Foundations. The diploma pathways, they are a two-year diploma, and the first year is exactly the same as Foundation Studies, and that's where we prepare students for, you know, whatever pathway they want to go into. So we have discipline-specific courses. If you want to go into teaching, if you want to go into social work or nursing or aviation even, you do that 1 year with us with the diploma, and then you have guaranteed entry to go into a whole range of linked pathways. And the diploma is really attractive to students who have an ATAR of 50. So let's say something happened in year 12 where you didn't achieve the ATAR that you wanted to get into your program, you can come and do the diploma with us and spend an extra year really preparing yourself for success at uni.
Oh, right. And is there much financial support for those who don't necessarily have the means to do a degree?
Yeah. So with Foundation Studies, that's free. And we really try to keep the cost down in terms of textbooks and things like that. So there is some out-of-pocket expense. But for students who aren't sure if university's for them, they can enrol in that program just to try it out. With a diploma, there is a HEX option. If you qualify for HEX, then you can defer the payment. I just want to also do a plug for a third really important program, which is the Aboriginal Pathway Program. And that's also available to do externally online. And that's for Aboriginal students who are in the metro and out in the regions.
Dr. Sarah Hattam is with me. She's from UniSA. You also run a women's education program for women who've been recently homeless or have experienced domestic violence.
Yeah. So through working with the Zara Foundation and also Catherine House, specifically Sharon Stewart at Catherine House and Catherine Sarah at Zara Foundation, I've worked with them for the last about 4 years. And I offer once a year a course that is for their clients, so the clients who have recently been homeless or experienced domestic violence. And this is a course that my background is in sociology. So the course is a sociology course, And again, it offers the women an opportunity to come on campus and to experience university, to learn about sociology as an area of study, and for the women to decide if they want to pursue a pathway into university. And it's been very successful. So I just wanted to also, for your listeners, particularly Zara has a program that's called Pathways to Empowerment. And so for any women in the Murray Bridge area who may want to engage with other women who've experienced domestic violence and look at other opportunities for employment or education, there is actually a session happening on Wednesday, from Wednesday, the 21st of October. And if you wanted to inquire about that, just contact Zara and I can give you the phone number. That's 8352-1889.
Oh, great. Because there is a connection, isn't there, between finance or, you know, empowerment in the workforce and, you know, maybe being stuck in a domestic violence situation.
Oh, absolutely. The experiences and the accounts of women who have experienced domestic violence, part of that control happens economically, and it's difficult to leave a relationship if you don't have the economic independence. So getting back on track and reclaiming your economic independence is a key part of, you know, breaking that cycle.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Haddam. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jenny.